Good morning. Today we have the fascinating question when it comes to Asudas Bris Mila. We've been talking about a din of Simcha. Is there Simcha or is there not Simcha with the Bris and the Suuda? And a critical nafkamina ramification of this question is when we have the Suuda at the Bris Mila, does it have to be from meat or can it be from dairy? Because apparently if we say that there is a din of simcha at the Suuda, ein simcha ela b'basar, that real simcha is brought out by having meat, and accordingly, maybe we're required to have a meat as opposed to a dairy Suuda after the Bris Mila. So we're going to start off not talking about meat at the Suudas of Bris Mila, but meat during Chagim, during Yantif, during Chol HaMoed. And in fact, there's a Gemara, it's a famous Gemara, Psachim Kuftes Amud Aleph, that says as follows. It's a Braisa Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayam Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. At the time that we have a Beis HaMikdash, there is no Simcha, fulfillment of V'Samachta B'Chagecha, the imperative to have Simcha on the Chagim, on the Yontes. But the only way to fulfill that is via eating meat. That's talking about the meat of the Korban Shlamim. In fact, we have a Pasuk that says that. That's what the Gemara brings. V'savachta Shlamim. You should bring the Korban Shlamim. V'achalta Sham. And you should eat there. V'samachta livnei Hashem alokech tolcha. You will have simcha in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's up in Yerushalayim when people are ole l'regel during the Chagim. But the Gemara continues that nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we cannot fulfill the imperative of Eim Simcha Ela B'Basar because we don't have the Korban Shlamim, but rather we are left with Eim Simcha Ela B'Yayin, that the fulfillment of Simcha on the Chagim is via having wine. And in fact, the Gemara brings a Pasuk for that as well, that wine is what makes us happy. So in fact, based on that, the Pashtus of that Gemara is that we indeed fulfill the din of simcha on yontes via wine, but not meat nowadays because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So in fact, there is a machlokes rishonim, how do we paskin? So Tosfos paskins just like we laid it out based on that Gemara in Psachim, that nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, how do you fulfill the mitzvah of v'samachta b'chagecha, that we should be having simcha on the chagim, dafka b'shtiyas yayin, it can be fulfilled only by having wine, but not by meat, because we don't have the Korban Shlamim anymore. Nonetheless, shockingly, surprisingly, the Rambam says in Hilchas Yontif that when it comes to the entire Pesach, which includes Chol HaMoed, when it comes to the entire all days of Sukkot, when it comes to the Chagim, in order to fulfill V'samachta B'chagecha, the Rambam says as follows, that men, women fulfill it their way and children fulfill it their way, but men, and that's our focus right now because we want to use these concepts to apply it to the Su'udah to Bris Mila, V'anashim, Ochlim Basar, men fulfill V'samachta B'chagecha by eating meat, V'shosim Yain, and by drinking wine, Shein Simcha Ela B'Basar, Shein Simcha Ela B'Yain, because there's no fulfillment of Simcha except by having meat and by having wine. So the Rambam seems to go against that Gemara. In fact, the Beis Yosef asks, I am stunned, I'm surprised by this Rambam that says that nowadays, when it comes to Yontifs, Chagim, we have meat, and that's a fulfillment of Samachta B'Chagecha, but there's a bright that said explicitly that nowadays, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, the only Simcha that we have is by having wine. So the Magen Avraham brings this, and he says, maybe we have a compromise, effectively as a compromise. He says, nowadays there's no obligation to have wine, because we don't have the Korban Shlamim, but there's nonetheless a mitzvah meat. There's no obligation to have meat, but there is a mitzvah to have meat. So that's the compromise of the Magen Avraham. So at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there's an obligation. And nowadays that we don't have the Korban Shlamim, just to have meat is a mitzvah, not an obligation. Apparently, still we would say that wine is an obligation. So the Bir Halacha says as follows, written by the Chofetz Chaim. So he writes as follows, V'achshav shein Beis HaMikdash kaim, nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, ein yotzim yidei chova simcha ela b'yayin, the only way we can fulfill the obligation of simcha, the mitzvah of simcha, is by having wine. But basar, meat, there is no obligation nowadays because we don't have the Korban Shlamim. Nonetheless, continues the Biur Halacha, that there is a mitzvah to eat meat, because indeed it does say by meat that this is simcha. So nowadays we do have a mitzvah, not an obligation. Okay, let's move onward to the next question, because we're going to apply these concepts now. We've seen bottom line that at the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. Nowadays we have a machlokes. Is there a mitzvah to have basar or not, have meat or not, on yontifs, on chagim? Certainly wine we have to have, Ein Simcha Ela B'Yayin, but when it comes to meat, that's a machlokes. So when it comes to having meat at the Seuda of a Bris Milah, the Magen Avraham brings in the name of the Maharash Milublin, that's the Rebbe of the Shlah, that the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of the Seuda at the Bris Milah is by having meat. Meat is an obligation. Meat is absolutely required. And the Tshuvas V'Hanagos brings in the name of the Gra as follows. There is a pasuk, a famous pasuk, in the Megillah, Megillas Esther, at the end, La'ayudim ha'isa o'r v'simcha v'sasun v'ikar. And in fact, Chazal in the Gemara Megillah bring a drush on this pasuk, and they says, what is this concept of sason? Sason is like simcha, it's like happiness, but it's sason a little different, as we'll see shortly. That is talking about Mila, that Klal Yisrael at the end of the Megillah, after Haman's decrees were overthrown, they were able to do the Mila, or the Suda, the Bris Mila. So what is sason? So the Gra explains that there's a difference, a fundamental difference between simcha on the one hand and sason on the other. They're both happiness, but they're a little bit different, or a lot different. Simcha is an internal for me. I need to feel simcha for myself. Sason, on the other hand, is that I have to show to others that I am happy. That's sason. Simcha for me, internal. Sason towards others. So based on that, we would say, because of Bris Milah and the suit of a Bris Milah is not only simcha, but sason as well, we are obligated to show simcha. And how do we show simcha? We do it by having a beautiful seuda, which means specifically meat at the Seuda. So based on that, we have other poskim saying that the Seuda Bris Milah has to be with meat. The Tshuvas Maharsham says as well, you need to have meat. The Grisal of Echek, the Gaivit of Brisk, they were makbid in his time to have the Seuda, a Chash of Seuda, which means specifically with meat. And in addition, the Mishnah Halachos was asked our very question, when you have a Seuda at a Bris Milah, can it be dairy or does it have to be meat? And he says, indeed, it has to be meat. And he brings a smach, a quasi-proof to this, that if you have a bris on Erev Tisha B'Av, all the 9 days we're not able to have meat and wine, even if the bris falls on Erev Tisha B'Av, we still have meat. Not in the Seuda Mafsekes, but at a time we're not having meat, still we have to have meat for the Seuda. So the Mishnah Agalachos concludes as follows, that the simcha that we need at the Seuda, at the bris, is meat and wine, meat and wine. So here we have just seen a number of poskim that indeed require us to have meat, certainly wine, but meat as well at the Seuda of the Bris Milah. So the question is, we see that many people have dairy, and what do we rely on then? If we have so many poskim say it needs to be meat. So in fact, we have various rationales why indeed we could be lenient. So the way we started this off is we were talking about, do you need to have meat on yontif, on chagim, on chol hamoed? And we said that the pashtus of the Gemara and Psachim is that when it says in simcha ela b'basar, that basar, meat specifically, is required, that's talking about at the time that we had a Beis HaMikdash. But nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we're left with wine. So we would apply the same thing when it comes to a Seuda of a Bris Milah, that we have the opinions of the Rif and the Rosh, and on Yontif we don't have wine anymore, we don't have meat, meat is not required, only wine. That's what we brought in the name of the Beis Yosef. So we would say the same thing, the Simcha that we have at the Seudas Bris Milah is going to be limited to wine and not have to require us to have meat as well. So that's rational number one, right, to be lenient. A second rationale is brought by the Mishnah Halacha, as he said that this concept, this leniency of not having meat started in Germany at the time of the Haskalah, at the time of the Enlightenment, where people couldn't rely on the kashrus of other people. They were concerned. They're not being as strict about halacha as they should. And accordingly, it was decided, I can't eat meat by you. Meat is higher risk than dairy. So people started to be lenient about the Seudas at the Brises in general, so people could eat by them. So they started having dairy instead of meat. However, says the Mishnah Halachas, well, we don't have this kashrus concern that people aren't eating meat out. If they're relying on each other, then you cannot be lenient and you would be required to have meat and not dairy. So that's rationale number two, that they were lenient at a certain point, but indeed, if that doesn't apply, because there aren't kashrus concerns, we should have meat. Rationale number three, brought by the Sefer Osbris, is that indeed when we have fish as well, dairy, but fish specifically, have that lox, have that salmon, there is simcha involved as well. Interestingly to note, the Sefer Zocher HaBris says as follows, there was an agreement, a haskamah in Yerushalayim, I'm not sure the exact year, to not have the Seudas Mila in people's houses only with fish, not with meat. And the reason why is fish was much cheaper. And in order to not embarrass those that could not afford meat, they decided everyone is required to have only fish at the Seuda. So that's another reason why historically fish was used in place of meat. And just interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan lived over a little bit over 100 years ago. He said where he lived in Western Europe, there were very few people who used to do a seuda at all. They would just give a little bit mine matika, some sweets, maybe some cookies or whatever it was. And that was it because of the extreme poverty that they lived in. Okay, so far we have three rationales. The first one was because ein simcha ela b'yayin nowadays, we don't have a base of mikdash, so we really have to have wine, but not meat because we don't have a korban shlamim, so we're lenient. Number two, was it because of kashrus concerns, says the Mishnah Halachos, that people were lenient back in Germany during the Haskalah, during the Enlightenment. But if there are not kashrus concerns, indeed we should be having meat specifically. And number three is that fish includes, is fish also brings a simcha, so indeed we would be lenient if we have fish, but it can't be just bagels and cream cheese. We need to have the lox then. And rationale number four, to be lenient, to Tshuvas Vanagos, Rav Moshe Sternbach says as follows, because many times the bris is in the morning, accordingly, even kings, even dignitaries, presidents don't eat meat in the morning, and that is why we have a seuda if it's in the morning and we don't have meat, we're lenient. But that is what he wrote in the second volume of Tshuvas Vanagos. Rav Moshe Sternbach wrote a second tshuva in Chelek Gimel, where he went back on that and says, really, to be mekayem the seuda of a bris milah, we need specifically meat. Nowadays, the bezem miskayem simcha, that is how we have a kiyum of the simcha, not by dairy. So there it is in a nutshell. Many poskim say when it comes to the seuda of a bris milah, it indeed should be meat. It certainly should be wine. We do have different leniencies to not have meat, especially if we have fish there, but certainly we need to remember to be strict about the wine, having wine, serving wine, at least for some people, at the Seuda of the Bris Milah. Have a wonderful day.